Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are they who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia, alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when he saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sin you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand, and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes I ask Jesus why he wants the second Sunday of Easter to be the Sunday of Divine Mercy. This is 1930s, when Jesus appeared to Sister Faustina, asking her to spread this news to the world, his love, divine love for all humanity. Today I find out one of the reasons why, through the readings, because all three readings today is from St. John on Thomas. And exactly the idea of Jesus, the prayer of Jesus for us, very simple word is written in Chinese there, but very simple in English. You know what? With which word? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus knows us very well. We do not trust much. Exactly. No better than St. Thomas. We are all stubborn, incredulous. Many times you say we believe in the mind. That means you say we are taught we have to believe. When we say the creed, I believe, what believe, we believe, believe, believe. What exactly do you believe? Do you really believe? Of course you say yes. But how about your action? Not exactly. You do your part. Sometimes you don't trust a lot. This is what the time Jesus is calling us back. When we say we trust Jesus, what does it mean by trust? It doesn't mean you don't have to suffer. And this morning we share the diary of Sister Faustina. It's a very beautiful passage. Whatever virtue you have, unbelief, there is some sacrifice. At times you thought, oh, divine mercy, how nice. You owe all the graces for us. It's true. But who can gain it? It's given out. I like the picture of Jesus with the two thieves by the side. There are two. One says, if you are the Lord, you are the Son of God, help us to go down from the cross. But the other one says, friend, we're worth a trial. But this is a just man. You see the difference? And then he silently asked Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus promised him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. The grace of God is there, but who can take it? It's the one of a simple heart, trustful heart. The other one follow the other people, say, you just pointing to Jesus. If you were the Son of God, why don't you come down? We will believe you. Simplicity. All these weeks, I mean last week, all the readings, it's up the episode after the resurrection. Those people believe are the simple women and John. The rest, even people telling them, we saw Jesus. Not only Thomas, the women came to talk to the disciples. They doubt. Even going back, Peter and John to see, watch, only John mentioned that disciple believe. John himself. That means unbelief is saying, Peter, not yet, as much as he did. Then the two disciples went Emmaus, on the way to Emmaus. Talk. Jesus didn't aware who is with them. Until the end of the day, breaking bread, and they see Jesus. Jesus appeared to them. We cannot say scold them. But just say, telling them, you don't believe those people who saw these things, obstinate. But next moment, he just confided to them, go to the world and spread my good news. And these people, In a certain sense, he could have passed the examination. They don't believe very much. A little bit. Peter is the same, no? Even in the last, when Jesus was suffering, is in the house of the high priest. I never saw this man. I'm not a disciple. I never see him, this person. It's Peter. And Jesus, you know what? Just after resurrection, Peter, do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? So Peter is a little bit pensive. Lord, you know that I love you. Okay. Feed my name, my herd. And today, you release the Holy Spirit. Whatever you forgive will be forgiven. They are the people not yet ready 100%. But you know what? When the Holy Spirit descends upon them in the cenacle, in the place where they gather for the Last Supper, they pray hard for 9 days. Novena, the beginning of Novena, the practice Novena, and the descent of the Holy Spirit, all full of fire, strength, courage. Peter is the first one to go out from cenacle, because before that they were afraid to be caught. Now, Peter is strength and spoke openly about this Jesus was crucified by the high priest, by the Senate. Now, he is risen. On that day, 3,000 people baptized. Of course, that some do not baptize yet. In other occasions, you know, Peter baptized 5,000 people. Where is the courage from? From the Holy Spirit. So humanly speaking, we are all like the apostles, like Thomas, no difference. We are no different, no better and no worse. God is fair. Don't believe that, oh, the disciples special grace. Everybody has special grace, a different grace. You don't live up whatever grace. That doesn't mean anything. Judas also has his grace before. Did he make use of his grace? Jesus gave him all the opportunities to come back. He didn't. He was blocked. The eyes blocked. Couldn't see. Many times we do the same. We are blocked. We are blocked out. We are so much self-centered. So much look to ourselves. Not open. So when we say trust, it's open. Your heart's open. Open to the grace of the Lord. Open to people. This is trust. You believe whatever happened is always a blessing. Suffering is a blessing. Sickness is a blessing. Separation is a blessing at times. Because at times we took all the material goods to be our God. You don't have a God. No. You take all these things to be your God. That's a problem. When you take health, it's of God. Whenever you don't have health, you lose heart. But no. The only thing we are called, each one of us, to do the will of the Father for each one of us is differently. That means to say, don't compare. And don't judge the other people. They might not have your grace. They can go astray this moment. But believe, first could be last, and last could be the first. Don't laugh at people. When you think you are good, or in your tongue, because you look down on other people. God is fair. God is love. But we need to have this courage to follow Him step by step, day by day. Jesus spent 3 years to prepare His disciples. The whole night prepare His soul to take the cross. Takes time. We need. Jesus is powerful, but still He 40 days before His mission. 40 days in the wilderness, fasting, praying, even receiving trials. He went through all the problems that humanity can take. Whatever suffering, physical, psychological, all into Himself. He just, the last word, Lord, into your hand I commend my spirit. We do the same. Don't look back. We are sinner. We are unbeliever. We don't believe enough. You remember what Jesus is telling that woman was caught in the way of, you know, people was ready to stone her to death. And Jesus was writing on the floor. Patience. Keep them in patience. Get the other people. Not! Shall we put a stone? Jesus keep the pace, time. Maybe that's to show us you need time to pray first. And then those who do have sinned, throw first stone, act of contrition, act of examination of conscience. Then go away. Could be a sign of contrition. That's how Jesus take time, slow down, take to the heart, and repent. So whatever Jesus did today, giving the disciples all the power, forgiving sins, give them the mission to all the world, at the end of the world, we too, we are all given this mission. We are all sinners. We are all unbelievers in a certain sense. But Jesus gives us hope. He still sent you. He still loved you. Only thing, you have to love Him back.